People often turn to the Bible for comfort in times of grief and suffering, even those who wouldn't read it at any other time. Psalm 23 is a frequently read passage of the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This psalm is one of the most well-known pieces of writing in the Bible. And a lot of Christians, including myself, read it when life is tough, as it reminds us that God is faithful and that I can trust him at all times. I have heard people say that the allure of Christianity is that it provides a crutch for people to lean on as they go through life. This is not why I became a Christian. I became a Christian about 18 years ago, because I realized that no matter what I did, I was never perfect enough to meet God's standards and go to heaven off my own back. I needed Jesus Christ to change my life and save me, as he is the only way to God. He came to earth from heaven, lived a perfect life, died, and came alive again. God's justice was satisfied. Since then, life has been one with highs and lows, and I don't know what I would do if I didn't have this so-called crutch. I have come to know God as a personal God who loves me, is with me all the time and guides me. It brings such peace to know that I can totally trust God with everything. In times of uncertainty, unemployment, loneliness, frustration, I don't know what I would do without this assurance. When I went to Brazil in 1998 to work with street children, I experienced such isolation from not being able to speak Portuguese. I felt totally helpless in what I could do. My family and friends were also the other side of the world, but I knew God wanted me to be there. So many times, like this one, when I cry out to God in despair, he reminds me that he is with me and that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The song we're now going to play is based on Psalm 23. It reflects again that in all circumstances we can trust in God. This is a security that is certain, even when everything else is crumbling around us.
In you.